All right, so you found this article, huh? This Leo woman and Aquarius man thing. You really think there's something to this? Because on the surface, it just seems kind of wild.
Yeah, it's called Stellar Sparks Fly: The Dynamics of Aquarius Man with Leo Woman Compatibility. And honestly, when I first saw the title, I was like, okay, this will be good.
Yeah, so are we talking like a total train wreck or what?
The thing about astrology, right? It's not always about finding like the perfect match. It's more about like understanding the energies at play. And with these two, it's definitely more of a like a fiery clash than a, you know, a perfect blend.
Okay, so set the stage for us here. What are we dealing with when it comes to Leo women and Aquarius men?
Well, to start, they're both what astrologers call fixed signs, which basically means they're known for being, you know, strong-willed, determined.
Oh, boy. So we're talking about two people who know what they want and aren't afraid to go after it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can be like a huge source of attraction. They see that fire in each other and they're like, whoa. You get me?
Yeah.
But it can also lead to some serious headbutting if they're not careful. You know, two strong personalities like that.
Yeah, I could see how that could be a recipe for disaster or like the most epic love story of all time.
Right. It's all about how they handle that energy.
So what is it that initially draws them to each other? What sparks that initial attraction?
So from what I'm gathering from the article, Leo women are super drawn to that Aquarian intellect. You know, Aquarius is an air sign, all about ideas, communication. And Leo women, they love that mental stimulation.
They love a good conversation, someone who can keep them on their toes.
Exactly. And for the Aquarius man, he's captivated by the Leo woman's warmth. Her generosity.
I mean, Leo women are practically famous for their big hearts.
Right. It's like she's this radiant ball of energy, and he can't help but be drawn to that light.
That makes sense. But we've all been there, right? Smitten with someone who's our total opposite. But how do two strong personalities like this actually navigate a relationship long term?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And this is where things get really interesting. The article really emphasizes communication as being the make it or break it factor for these two.
Okay, I can see why that might be tricky. Leos, they're not exactly known for holding back, right?
No, not at all. They're very expressive. They wear their heart on their sleeve. And then you have Aquarius, the ultimate air sign. More intellectual, more emotionally detached.
Oh, I can see where this is going. The Leo woman is ready to dive headfirst into a deep conversation about their feelings, and the Aquarius man is like, hold on, let me just analyze this situation from a safe distance.
You've got it. And the article points out that this is where a lot of misunderstandings can pop up. The Leo woman might feel ignored, like her emotions aren't being taken seriously, and the Aquarius man might feel totally overwhelmed by all that intensity.
So are they just doomed then? What does the article say about how they can bridge that gap?
Well, it definitely takes work. Both people have to be willing to, like, meet in the middle, you know? The article says the Leo woman really has to get to the Aquarius man. He just processes emotions differently. It's not that he doesn't care.
It's more like he needs time to process things in his head before he's ready to talk about it.
Right. And on the flip side, the Aquarius man has to learn how to, you know, handle the Leo woman's emotional openness. He can't just shut down when she's trying to connect.
It's like finding that balance between giving each other space, but also being there for each other emotionally.
Exactly. And the article suggests that when they figure that out, their relationship, it can be crazy rewarding.
Okay, well, that's good to hear because this article definitely doesn't shy away from their, you know, passionate side.
Yeah, it goes there.
Yeah, so tell me about that. What does it say about their intimate life?
Well, it doesn't hold back. Let's put it that way. It uses words like passionate, emotionally deep, even steamy.
Whoa. Okay. All right. So we're talking about some serious chemistry here, but it sounds like their connection, it's deeper than just the physical stuff, right?
Yeah. It's the combination of their energies, yeah. I think. The Aquarius man is drawn to the Leo woman's confidence, her warmth, like she's this bright light, and he's drawn to it.
I can see that. And what about the Leo woman? What keeps her coming back?
Well, the article talks about how she's fascinated by his mind, his unconventionality. Remember, she's ruled by the sun. She needs that mental stimulation.
It's like they challenge each other in the best way possible, both in and out of the bedroom. But what about their lives outside of, you know, just the two of them? How do they navigate their social lives and everything else?
That's another interesting point. They're both social creatures, but in totally different ways. The Leo woman, she's the life of the party, right?
Yeah.
Loves being the center of attention.
And the Aquarius man, he's a little more low-key, I'm guessing.
You could say the article describes him as more of like an observer, enjoys deep conversations in smaller groups.
So not exactly a wallflower, but maybe not the first one on the dance floor either.
Pretty much. And the article actually suggests that this difference is part of what makes their dynamic so compelling. You've got the Leo woman sparkling in the spotlight, and the Aquarius man observing it all with a knowing smile.
I can only imagine the stories their friends could tell. But let's be real for a second. We've talked about the sparks, the passion, even their different social styles, but they're still two very different people. Are we talking about a match made in heaven or a recipe for disaster?
Well, the article acknowledges that it's not always easy. You know, they both have strong personalities. The Leo woman needs a lot of attention and affection, and the Aquarius man, he values his independence.
Yeah, so that sounds like a potential recipe for conflict. How do they manage that in the long run? That's the million-dollar question, right? How do they make it work?
Well, the article stresses open communication, which I know we say a lot on this show, but it's especially important for a pairing like this.
Because they're coming at things from such different perspectives.
Exactly. It's not enough to just talk. They have to really listen to each other and try to understand where the other person's coming from.
So the Leo woman needs to be patient and give the Aquarius man the space he needs to process his emotions.
And the Aquarius man needs to step up and be more emotionally available for the Leo woman.
It's about finding that balance, which, let's be real, is easier said than done.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. But the article suggests that their shared love of adventure can actually help them in this area.
Oh, how so?
Because when things get tense, they can always find a new activity or experience to share that helps them reconnect and remember why they're together in the first place.
That makes sense. I mean, if anyone can turn a relationship hurdle into an adventure, it's these two.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this pairing.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the initial attraction, the challenges they might face, their passionate connection, even their different social styles. But is this a match made in the stars, or are we kidding ourselves?
Honestly, I think the beauty of the article is that it doesn't try to give a black and white answer. Every relationship is unique, right?
So it's less about sun signs and more about putting in the effort.
Exactly. Astrology can be a fun tool for understanding yourself and your partner, but ultimately the success of a relationship comes down to the choices you make and how much you're both willing to work at it.
I love that. It's about taking responsibility for your own happiness and not relying on the stars to align perfectly.
Right. And I think that's an important message for all of us, regardless of our zodiac sign.
Well said. It's been so fascinating unpacking the dynamics between Leo women and Aquarius men. It's a pairing full of passion, potential, and maybe a few more fireworks than your average couple.
For sure. They keep things interesting, that's for sure.
Absolutely. As always, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. Remember, the stars may nudge us in a certain direction, but ultimately, we're the ones writing our own love stories.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.